Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you daddy, and daddy when you call me, you can call me out.
Paul Simon, 1986 hit, You Can Call Me Al. 1986. Now, last week we looked at our favourite pop and rock hits that have featured a woman's name in the title. Today it's the turn of the men. So whether it's Dionne Warwick's Alfie or ABBA's Fernando or Rednecks with Cotton Eye Joe, what are the best ones out there? Well, here to take us through his favourites, I'm joined once again in the studio by Simon Marr, founder of 8radio.com.
Morning.
Lovely to hear You Can Call Me Al again,
it's great,
isn't it?
And great tune, and it's great that it's such a serious topic because it's about his experiences in apartheid South Africa, you know, but sung in such an amazing and a beautiful way.
Yeah, great song. Now, we're going to have a listen to something else here. This is the woman of the moment, actually. Let's hear this. From Taylor Swift, and neither of us are going to see Taylor Swift.
No.
Which is an interesting aside, but there you go. I watched a bit of the concert actually it's streaming somewhere at the weekend. It does look like a really great gig.
Oh, it does look like an amazing show, and be prepared for it being a long show as well. You're into Springsteen lengths of gigs.
Yes,
here,
so it's 3.5 hours.
Yes.
Anyway, listen, back to what we're talking about. That song was called Dear John, and she's settling a few scores there and really bucking the trend, because there haven't been too many of them of late that have used men's names.
It's really gone out of fashion, and we mentioned this last week when we talked about how women and girls' names are going out of fashion. It's exactly the same for boys and men as well. And one of the big things that always marked out the difference anyway is there's not pining. We talked last week about the guy in the guitar, it's strumming, you know, Simon and Garfunkel songs, pining for a girl.
Yes.
Doesn't really work the other way around.
Mm-hmm. So that's why that song there, well, really, it's the QED to your point, because she is settling scores.
She is most certainly settling scores. She had a relationship with John Mayer back when she was 19, he was 30 old. So this is probably 15, 16 years ago now at this stage, and wrote this song about it, you know, but talks now, re-recorded the song quite recently as for Taylor's version, and says, look, we're all about kindness now. It's just a nice song.
Right. Okay, well, we'll take that at face value. And we'll stick with the Johns. Have a listen to this.
Johnny, we're sorry.
What year was that?
85.
It had to be around,
I think it's 85.
85,
yes,
86,
yes,
I reckon.
Yeah.
But the reason we're playing that is because, just like the other one, which has a Dear John in it, it has the most common name used in these songs, which is John.
So there's two theories about this that I do incredibly briefly. Theory number one is that John and Johnny are just good rhyming names. And theory number two is that John and Paul are popular to use in songs because John and Paul are from the Beatles and everybody's influenced by the Beatles.
There you go.
There it is.
There's the logic for it.
But there's more than 2,000 songs that you can find. When you do a quick search on Spotify, you'll get 2,000 tracks
with John
in them. So John, Johnny, Mary and Maria. That's where they come from.
Gloria isn't even on that list we talked about last week. So the themes then that come up time and again with songs featuring male names in the title, Simon, is there any common thread?
Well, there's a lot of fables. There's a lot of stories of, you know, so there's a lot of biographical tunes that you hear. So rather than it necessarily being something about an entire bunch of people, it's the story of one particular individual.
Okay, so we're talking last week about these unrequited love songs.
Yes.
The guy strumming on the guitar, that's how you told us about it. When it comes to love, you've picked this one. Tony Basil, 1981.
Yeah.
Not a lot of pining happening there.
This is definitely not a pining
bit
sort of a
celebration
song.
Of him.
It is. It's a celebration, and it's that she quite likes his company and she likes being in his company on a regular basis. So that's where that one came from. But a huge song. And when you think 43 years later, still a huge song.
But as you were saying, the songs that have the men's name in them, it's not really about the pining, is it? It's more about telling a story.
It is. It's really, really about telling a story. And you got to have some good stuff. You got to have, if you've got good material, and that material can be like really good stuff, or it can be really bad stuff, or it can be just about somebody really, really famous as well.
Well,
which is a great way.
Yeah, and we have a really good example of that next. Let's have a blast.
Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand.
Right. So, Simon, give us the story.
Vincent van Gogh. On this occasion, we've got from Vincent van Gogh here. So we're into proper famous territory here. Don McLean was always one that loved to tell a story. And Don McLean has some of those, you know, huge, massive, long 7 or 8 minute songs. But probably one of the songs he's most known for is Starry, Starry Night. Of course, Starry Night is a famous Vincent van Gogh picture. He was fascinated by the story of Van Gogh. And that people had an impression that Van Gogh was, they used to call him crazy because he had admitted himself into a mental hospital at pretty much at the height of his fame. But what Don McLean was most interested in was kind of demystifying that and saying, no, this is, people are products of the lives that they've had. And Van Gogh lost out on love, and that's what inspired an awful lot of his paintings. But it also got a really good discussion going at the time it was released about, particularly about teenage mental health as well. So there's some songs that actually made a big difference too. Mm.
You have another favourite in this sort of genre as well, don't you? From Pearl Jam.
I do, yeah. And this is Pearl Jam, who are in Dublin, of course, over the weekend. And Jeremy is probably one of their most well-known songs. And it's about a chap called Jeremy Dell. And he shot himself in front of his classmates at the age of just 15. And it, funnily enough, has got, there's almost a tie-in between it and Don McLean's track, because again, it was all about that whole idea of mental health. And it was something that wasn't talked about, and particularly wasn't talked about in rock and roll, and particularly again wasn't talked about in rock and roll by blokes, because that was seen as a weakness.
So it opens up the conversation.
Absolutely.
Which is always useful. Now it's time for a bit of Clint Eastwood.
Sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
So Gorillaz called the song Clint Eastwood, yep. But they don't ever say Clint Eastwood.
No, but they're inspired by Clint Eastwood. So the song itself is inspired by the theme to the movie The Good, The Bad and The Ugly, which of course starred Clint Eastwood. And that's where they brought into it. But it's really, Damon talks about how this is a tribute to Clint Eastwood. That's what you got to do. You don't even have to ever say his name. Just everybody recognises the music and then you give it the title. Away we go.
Well, that fits here. That scrapes over the line because it is does have a man's name in the title.
It does. So there it is.
As does Robert De Niro's Waiting.
I was going to say, the whole feature has been building up to this, really. Let's face it, in the end. So Robert De Niro, so the Bananarama at the time when they released this, they're at the peak of their powers. They had just become the most selling or the best selling female girl group of all time. And that they brought out Robert De Niro.
Let's hear it. To hear that, Simon, to finish us off. That's Robert De Niro's Waiting from Bananarama, as you say, at the peak of their powers. And thank you very much for being with us once again. That's Simon Marr from 8radio.com.